A parliamentary report tabled by a Senate committee investigating Australia's two-decade mission in Afghanistan is laying bare the flaws in Australia's withdrawal from the country. The 272-page document details the communication failures and shortlisted planning that contributed to Afghans in need being left behind. It recommends the federal government reveal the full cost of Australia's involvement in the Afghanistan mission and do more to resettle those displaced by years of war. The report addressed the timeline leading up to and during the emergency evacuation from the Afghan capital last August, which triggered scenes of desperation and chaos. Meanwhile, the federal government is set to provide at least 15,000 places for Afghan nationals through its humanitarian and family visa program over the next 4 years. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke said in a statement that the allocations will include 10,000 places for Afghan nationals and at least 5,000 visas within the family stream. Mr. Hawke says the war in Afghanistan was Australia's longest, and the intake reflects the nation's commitment to Afghan refugees. And the Australian Greens are concerned that the number of visas set to be provided for Afghan nationals doesn't go far enough. Greens Immigration and Citizenship spokesperson Senator Nick McKim says Australia is morally obligated to provide more places for them due to Australia's contribution to the invasion of Afghanistan. He says the decision does not create a new place in Australia's humanitarian program.
What the government should be doing is creating an extra 20,000 places to protect people from Afghanistan in addition to our annual humanitarian intake, not as part of our annual humanitarian intake. And that would mean that we could look after enough people from Afghanistan to meet our moral obligation, but also continue to offer protection to people who desperately need it from other parts of the world.
I'm Tina Quinn, and you're listening to SBS News.